It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Blindly obvious, it's clear as can be. The things we ignore, but we all can see. Darkness it flees when scattered by the light. Blindly obvious, hidden in plain sight.
Who doesn't want to have something without any effort?
Sure.
And that's the promise. Again, that's one of the allures.
It's just reality tells us that there is nothing without effort from someone.
Everything comes at a cost.
So if you're not putting forth the effort, that means somebody else did. And if you're giving up yours to take theirs, what are they getting from you in exchange?
Like the free apps on your phone. They aren't free because you are the product.
Right.
Yeah.
They get you.
They're charging. Yeah. They're selling your information.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, don't, I'm hooked up.
We're all hooked up.
But yes, you are right.
Everybody is. Everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no free lunches. Yeah.
And I think that we all want a free lunch, right? I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. I think.
And then sometimes we get one. I'm not saying that.
Who's not dreamt of finding that magic investment where you get to throw in $10 and walk away with $10 million. I mean, you're that, like, would be awesome.
Out your days, drinking margaritas and Mai Tais on the beach.
You want maximum return with minimal effort.
Hmm.
We're all looking for the fountain of youth.
Hmm.
Right? So we can not only have our $10 million, but extend our life to forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's an appetite for that.
There is. Appetites, man, are, and listen, appetites are powerful things. If you don't understand how powerful it can be, just skip lunch today and find out what you will do to satisfy your hangriness.
I think our problem is when we lean into our appetite of whatever our appetite may be towards, that's where we start to find our real problems, right?
Well, yeah. Well, it's not just lean into. It's when you surrender to it, like you allow it to make the decision.
Because it's really no different than somebody addicted to drugs.
Absolutely,
is feeding their appetite, but they're figuring out, man, how can I get my next fix? That's the focus. The goal is feeding the appetite. They're leaning into it. Man, we're doing the same thing. How can I get my next social media fix? When can I scroll online next? What's so and so doing? I need to like their content. I need to make my own new content so someone else will like it.
Look at all the, what you just talked about, look at all the mind science they admit that they did to trigger the dopamine release in your brain to make it addictive, to feed those appetites.
Sure.
Yeah, and you're not wrong. Hey, I got a question for you. Which came first, drug dealers or MK Ultra? I wonder, did the street drug dealer get the idea, or was he on his own? To sell drugs, to create appetites, you know, because they give you your first hit free, right? That's what you're always taught.
Oh, I think he came first.
Who?
I think the dealer came first.
You think the dealer, or did the government, was it the government who made the drugs that was...
No, I think they just saw that methodology worked, took it, and expanded upon it, and said, like, hey, we see that you guys are making a profit from this. Why aren't we?
I'd like to for someone to find that one out. Like, with my question is, okay, like, so we know about MK Ultra. That probably wasn't the first of its kind, but that's the one that we know about. You know, did the government program to manipulate through outside stimuli, you know, like a drug, was that first, or was it maybe like a witch doctor or whatever else? I don't know what it would be, but I guess you could say alcohol is one of the first ones. Maybe it wasn't. If it wasn't, no, I guess there's like the Indians had peyote, right? This peyote.
Dude, heroin's been around since like the 1800s.
See, I'm so ignorant here. I just don't know.
It used to be a cough medicine.
Cough medicine.
Yes, sir. That's it. You could literally go to the pharmacy and buy it.
Heroin.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's been spiced up. It's no different than
concentrated.
Like, right. It's no different than, like, you know, you hear people say the marijuana back in the 70s is nothing like it is today.
Yeah.
In terms of concentration.
Did you see... They were saying that the stuff now can, you know, they say gateway drugs, and they kept saying forever that marijuana was a gateway drug, but the stuff now, it actually changes brains, and it's triggering schizophrenia in people.
Really?
Yeah, I guess it's people who have a tendency toward schizophrenia, if you will. It's like, I think it's hereditary.
So it's almost like if you're genetically pre-exposed to it, you have a higher likelihood to have this problem.
It can trigger it. And yeah, sure. There's a study on it. And the study that I saw was saying that it's not necessarily permanent if you do. We had somebody on a podcast once, and he talked about that he smokes, and it's like, and I think he's like, no harm, no foul. You know, he's never done anything bad on that drug. And maybe that's true for him, but we're finding that many do.
Hmm.
Yeah, people have done some pretty horrific things with schizophrenia as they have their episodes. And
but how many people are getting that? That's my question.
I think here's the issue. We don't know how many people are predisposed to that. So
I mean, that's fair too.
Right. So, and how about this? That's one issue, that mental illness that we know exists. There could be many others that we have yet to understand. That's why they're doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible. Like, in terms of, you mean if they're like smoking and...
We know in health, you are what you eat, right? So as you feed these appetites, you would probably much rather eat Doritos than broccoli. But we know one's better for you. And in the long term, if you eat a lot of junk food as opposed to healthy food, nutritious food, you may get the calories you need, but you're not getting the nutrition from the Doritos or whatever snack right. food it is, the sugary, salty, processed versus the stuff that God made for us to eat.
Now, I got to say, though, on this one, just speaking in terms of marijuana specifically, we got health benefits, too. We got to throw that out there.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that the healthy food that we eat, we satisfy our appetite with appropriate nutrition and food. Right, because hunger is not bad. That appetite to eat is not bad. It can be.
Right.
It actually results in you living. And if you eat the right things, live longer and a healthier life. We know that disease can be hereditary. It can also be caused through environment. It can also be caused through the things we consume. Some things may be predisposed, like schizophrenia, or some other thing that we don't even know exists. But there's people who are acting erratically in a dangerous way, and we think they're just crazy. No, it could be induced by environment, could be induced by something they're smoking, eating, sure. consuming. People who are saying some drug is harmless, that's your opinion. You really don't know. Probably not been a long-term study where you can satisfactorily, you could say this, 90% of the time it doesn't hurt people. You might be able to say, like, a rough estimate, most people can walk away unscathed.
I think the best argument you could make with it thus far, being that it's new to the surface, if I had to guess, I would say there have been studies done on it that we don't have sure. access to at this point. But
sure.
do I think it's been studied 100%? I think it's the best of the argument is going to would be that you could make is of the mainstream domestically accepted drugs available, we'll throw alcohol in the same category, right? Marijuana is the safest one. I think that's probably your best argument. Now, that eliminates is there any downsides? Well, there's got to be downsides to it. Right? There's downsides to any. You could drink too much water and die. There's downsides to anything. And I think that's kind of what you're saying is, hey, some people have if you're predisposed to this, you may have some issue. And regardless, if you're overfeeding your appetite in anything, you may run into some problems.
Yeah, we're still finding out diverticulitis and all these different disorders that people have, Crohn's disease, and but certain foods can trigger their disease. Yeah, mm-hmm. and have a flare up. And so, and we're talking healthy food, foods that aren't bad.
Correct.
And so, all I'm trying to say is we just don't know.
Yep.
We just don't know what we think we know. In fact, I would argue, my opinion, of course, that even the experts really don't know. And that's why the reason why they call it science and they appeal to authority is because it's not a fact. They would say it's a educated guess.
Well, what's so sad though is true, and I don't want to say it doesn't exist at all. It's just, I would say maybe as a majority it would be more of a fair assessment. True investigative research now is almost impossible to find because it's all funded to satisfy the direction of the funder.
there's a bias or an agenda, right?
Yeah. Hey, we're bringing this to market, and we stand to make a lot of money if it gets there. So the data needs to show that it should get there, because everybody down the stream is going to get paid.
I don't know how you can trust a pharmaceutical company's their own research they paid for and told the scientists, here's what we're looking for.
But that, we want the results that being to say said, this. Just as much so, we on the other side, I'm somebody who's a more of a pro-marijuana advocate.
Sure.
So then my bias gets injected and I say, well, those studies that say this is going on, you know, no, of course it's not.
You run to its defense.
Right. And there's got to be a happy medium. We shouldn't be having research funded by the same people producing the product.
This is where that saying is a little out of bounds, but it has some truth to it, where they say, well, that's your truth and this is my truth. Mm-hmm. Because, and I'm saying truth is truth. It's not truth, but what they're saying is my body responds well to this food.
Sure.
Your body does. I'll give an example. Tomato sauce gives me wicked heartburn. We had that chili cook-off last night at church, and there's like, what, 11, 12 chilies sitting there, and I'm eating the chilies going, I got to be very careful how much acid I eat, because I'm going to get horrible heartburn. And
got to prop the pillow up three times when you go to bed.
So glad there was the white chili that had no tomato sauce, and I had three stinking bowls. Thank you, Deb.
Shout out to you, Deborah. Yeah.
Had three bowls of that, and then she sent me home with two more. no heartburn is awesome. So for you, young guy, young Tyler, strapping strong and eat all you want, maybe you don't get the heartburn. But for me, and tomato's not bad for you.
Sure.
For me, it really doesn't work with my system, especially at night. And so that's probably, again, that's not a truth thing. That's just like, look, your body has, that's what I'm saying. I hate this, that your truth, my truth. I don't agree with it. But it's got some rhyme to it. And the same could be said for marijuana.
I don't think it's more of a your truth, my truth thing. I think it's a what works for you. There still is the truth. And what the truth is if you overindulge in anything, you're going to run into some problems.
Yeah. Sex.
Overindulge in it, you're going to have some problems.
Yeah. If you... And we're talking about a married couple, okay? In the biblical context, sex is beautiful.
Sure.
But if all you did is every day, all day, just stay in bed and have sex,
you're not going to get anything done.
Not only that, you're going to have problems.
If all
your
you
body's did, not made for that.
If all you did was sit on your couch and smoke marijuana all day, you're going to get nothing done.
Things that need to be cared for won't be.
Bingo.
Yeah, yeah.
Bingo. If you drank a six-pack during the middle of the day, you're not going to get nothing done, and things are going to, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's
all
the same. If you overindulge in whatever it may be, you're going to have some problems.
Yeah, not all appetites are bad, but any appetite not controlled will lead to bad things. How about saying it that way?
How about this? How about you drink, everybody should be drinking 2 gallons of water. That's 128 ounces of water, people start. Now the research supposedly comes, maybe that's a little bit too much water to drink. You think? Are we aquatic animals?
What's the most important meal of the day?
Breakfast.
That's what the propaganda says. But now they're going back and saying, actually, all the study they did was all about selling cereal.
But see...
Did you know that?
My point is...
That's admitted now? It was put out by the cereal companies...
But how about this?
Trying to sell you to buy their product.
But how about this? I think it could still be true, but twisted. How could... The breakfast, now that's usually just in American diet terms, that's the first meal we eat in the morning. I don't think that's always the case, right? Some people may break their fast like, hey, I ate last night for dinner and I'm not going to eat again until tomorrow night at dinner. Well, that would technically be my breakfast, right? So I think it is still the most important meal is when you're breaking your fast, because that's your body's ready to receive, right? What are you putting into it? And what did we decide? Oh, it's cereal. Let's do sugars and all this garbage. break as our first meal of the day.
What I found from study, not my own research I did, my opinion based upon that, trying to make sure I always litter that with my opinion. By the way, this whole podcast is always our opinion.
Yeah.
You know, we do our research. But
you know what they say. Everybody has one.
Yeah, like there's armpits.
That's not what I was thinking.
Belly button?
Still no.
But no, I think based upon what I've researched, is what they're now saying is the most important meal to skip is breakfast, because that fasting actually can cause your body to go into autophagy, which consumes cancerous cells or predisposed to cancer cells, and your body eliminates them, and it actually prevents disease rather than promotes it.
I mean, the Bible stresses fasting multiple times.
Isn't it weird how God knew before we knew anything about what we quote unquote say science is, and God had it right to start with? Isn't that weird? How did he do that? Oh, he's God.
Well,
he knows everything. He made us.
Yes.
And he knows how your body works.
If we would just, like, once I've said this a million times on here, real science and biblical truth align. They work together.
God wrote science. What science is that we're trying to discover, he wrote the book, guys. That's it. So if you really want to understand science as it was made, ask him.
Also coming to the conclusion that oftentimes the field of science and its, I don't know if you want to call it understudies or branches, however you want to look at it, are funded by the new understanding versus God's understanding of science doesn't really offer very many profitable avenues of potential, right?
What do you mean?
I would say God's understanding points us to many natural remedies and herbs that are put here on the earth. The scientific understanding is we can do it better through chemically created cocktails that we can sell for a profit that mimic the naturally already existing.
Yeah, I think what's confusing me is if you separate it, you said there's what God made, which we call, you know, we're calling science. There's what God made. It's truth. It is reality.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's man's take on what God made. He calls that science.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and yes, there's a crossover, but there's man-made science. And what you're saying is man-made science is always trying to sell you something if it's just a narrative.
Sure.
Whereas God's just telling you what is. He's not selling you on anything. He's telling you He's telling you how the world works, but he's also telling you how your body works, including your appetites and what they're for.
Follow these instructions.
You will have
your best existence. Life
ever.
Right. how do they say that goes? Basic instructions before leaving Earth?
Yeah, Bible. That's wonderful.
It's a great acronym. It is. Pretty simple common sense.
Something even an atheist can understand.
Dude, how about that? Speaking of that, right? Well, saying atheist real quick while we're here. How about that comedian I sent you the other day where that guy is out with the dude on the golf course and the comedian saying that the guy tells him, hey, I want to tell you about God. And, oh, I don't want to hear that.
I know. We should post that on there. That was good.
I'm an atheist, yada, yada. And the guy goes, well, why? And the comedian said, well, I don't know. I just am, basically. And he goes,
you're a moron. Well,
it sounds like you're not an atheist. It sounds like you're an idiot. And he goes, you know, like, what do you mean? Kind of attacked. And he said, well, typically an atheist has ran down every religion that exists and all the different avenues of exploration. And
disproved them, yeah.
Through theology and spirituality and disproved them and has come to the conclusion that there just is no God, no creator. But he said, you just decided you were going to skip all that process and say there was nothing without any reasoning. You sound like an idiot.
You're a moron. It's true. It's so moronic, but they want to sound so smart.
But I was like...
But that's what I tried to do.
Same here, man.
I tried to disprove God, though, and that's where I failed.
I honestly really didn't. I was that guy. So I just started laughing because I was like, man, I was an idiot.
I realized how moronic I was trying to disprove... Because something, you're going to believe that nothing made everything or that something made everything. Did you see the latest AI thing on this? They asked AI that question and they were saying the probability that nothing made everything that we see today, it's statistically impossible.
It just doesn't make any, sense. Well,
it's hilarious. We have created this logical processor that can take facts and draw conclusions, and it tells you there is a God.
Now they're going to be like, tear it down.
Yes, you have appetites. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Some came from God. Some come as a result of the fall and our sinful nature. Some should be fed. Some should be starved. It's like that whole saying with the two wolves, right?
Sure.
That we each, in each of us, we have a good wolf and a bad wolf. And which one's going to live? Which one's going to survive? Which one's going to rule?
The one
you feed, right?
There's so many appetite patterns thrown out there in front of us, right, to fall into. And I think it's always important to be evaluating ourselves and to, man, I know I got to, maybe you have an addictive personality or you got to, you know, I always have a tendency to lean towards this. Just be cautious of that and know, like, you know, I need to do better and make sure I'm keeping a steady distance from that, or at least an acknowledgement of, you know, how often am I doing this? Keeping a tab on things so you're not being mastered.
I think what helped me was to realize the thou shalt nots weren't to take happiness from you. It was to ensure that you would always have it. Because the things that God tells us not to do.
What are those? Give us those.
Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet. I mean, honor your father and mother. That's not a thou shalt not, but that is honor your parents. Do what they say. Why? Because of all people in the world, your parents have the best interest for you in mind. So they're trying to save your life, not hurt it. They're trying to give you the best things, not take it away from you. Everything God told us to do ultimately leads to our ultimate best scenario and happiness, not take it away from us. And when you finally come to trust that, you stop arm wrestling God over dumb things.
This has been Blindly Obvious. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
We're walking past the signs each day. In little things missed along the way, the symbols hidden in glamour's light, blindly obvious, but out of sight. Misdirection, the magician's lie. A trick so good you don't ask why. The truth, it sits with open arms, but we fool ourselves with deception's charm.
Can you see it too? Oh, I can see it. The roads lead back to